Hey everyone, Jake here. Welcome into episode 15 of the 4.5 Mics podcast, and I am back in the saddle again. It's my turn to host, and we are doing an episode on cheeseburgers. You heard me right. You know, someone told me that it couldn't be done. You can't do a whole hour on cheeseburgers. I say nay, and we make it happen. I have the boys to thank. Tons of opinions. It's a great time. I think we all enjoyed it. It's good. Maybe the start of something new. Before we get into it, please take a look at Sandbar Clothing Company. Find your Sandbar. They're awesome. Great surf shop in St. Pete. Use our code 4.5 mics. Sorry, it's half mics, HALFMICS at the checkout. And get 15% off. Oh, sorry, 20% off. I'm being told 20% off by Yanni, the man behind the glass. So before we get into the episode, rate, subscribe. Got to tell you, please, if you like the show, let us know. We love you. See you on the other side.
Oh, baby, come on over, get up closer. All I need is your love.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into episode 15 of the 4.5 Mics podcast. I am your host, Jake, and it's been a while since I've been back in the saddle. I know we haven't recorded in a while. This is our first episode of the new year. So in case you have forgotten, like we may have forgotten, let me.
I definitely forgot.
Yeah. Let me.
What do we do, Jake?
Enlighten you. The 4.5 Mics podcast is a show, a conversational podcast, where the five of us get together each and every Thursday and discuss a random topic of the show as brought to us by the ever-rotating half mic host. And since I'm the one talking right now, that's me. And I'm joined by the usual crew in the studio. I got Max.
What's up?
And Nick.
Present.
And Yanni.
Here.
And Chase.
Frenemy.
Yes.
I was thinking, what did I say for like those two episodes? Frenemy, yeah. And I couldn't think of it.
Oh, it's a little bit of a blur.
Thanks, I had a weird intro.
I got you, dog.
Yeah. Thanks for picking that one up.
Yeah. So this is episode 15 of the 4.5 Mics podcast, although we could call it episode 1 of the 4.5 Mics food cast, because this episode is all about cheeseburgers.
That was nice.
Food cast. Yes. Did we just think of something there?
Yeah.
Food cast. Jake just think of something there?
Eat shit, bon appetit.
That's true. Yeah. I hope they don't have that copyrighted. Copywritten?
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't know. Anyway, before we get into the topic of our show, let's start with what always is the peanut gallery. Nick?
All right, peanut gallery here. We're going to kind of go off the top on this one, but new year, new year's resolutions. Open it up real quick. Who here has a new year's resolution?
Not me.
No, Chase?
I definitely don't.
No, Yanni?
No.
I tried that last year. Didn't work.
Okay.
I crossed some stuff off my list, but I have not made any new year's resolutions yet.
I usually don't go by resolution. I try to make strides towards positive things. Like last year, this was silly. I'm going to go for it again this year, though. It was to read, on average, 2 books a month, so 24 books total in the year. Did not come anywhere close to that.
Did you finish that?
You know, just like 3.
Dude, that's 1 1/4 almost.
Yeah, so. almost, but I read 3 almost. Books, so I'm not going to sit here mad about reading 3
you
books.
You read 3 more books than you did the year before.
Exactly.
Right? Well, yeah. No? As long as you read more books this year than you did last year, it's a W, right? True.
I'm just happy I read books in general.
Yeah, incremental improvement, right, Max?
So,
right.
What is like the idea of a New Year's resolution? So, is that you deciding something that you want to do in the new year?
It's perpetuated by the fitness industry to increase membership on a large scale.
I think it's to kick something that you've been doing for a long time.
Small government chase here.
Yes.
It's either to kick something you've been doing or to start something that you've been meaning to do.
Yeah.
Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah, I just don't like the idea. I don't love
it's
the idea.
It's also to
of
stop doing something that you shouldn't do.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said both sides of the coin.
Yeah, it's also completely arbitrary. Like, I mean, ultimately, New Year's is just a random day. We technically have a New Year's every day, you know?
Okay, that side of the table between Chase and Jake is getting real deep here.
where you just
philosophizers.
It's just the same spot around the sun, you know? It's like, I'm going to pick this day to make a resolution.
I tried to do a dry January last
every year.
And that no
you
not
only
this
you
year.
Only drank dry white
yeah.
wine
yeah that's it. No, that didn't work out last year. Made up for it though by completing a sober October, so Indeed. Approve myself to that one.
Yeah, against my resolution is to not do Sober October this year.
All right, nice. That's
no,
good.
But yeah, no, I mean, my one point I want to make is like, I'm just over people holding other people to their New Year's resolutions. Like, it's for you, right? Like, I had another buddy that was trying to do dry January, and he broke this past weekend pretty far into it.
That'd be five days.
5 days, yeah. No, he broke like 4 days.
Caveat,
in,
we knew he was going to break. But we had no chance.
No, but that's the thing is, like, let my guy live. Like, if he wants to do it, do it. But so I told him without other people, it's impossible.
That's my two cents on New Year's resolutions is it's just a lot of talk. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's talking, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat better. And yeah, it's just like, come on, just be accountable to yourself. For me and my New Year's resolution is more of like one thing or what I want to accomplish in the year, like set out to it. And last year it was, I deemed it a change in perspective. So I wanted to jump out of a plane, go skydiving and get scuba certified. So that was my whole goal for last year. And I was stoked on it. It was freaking awesome. And this year, I don't really know what I'm going to do yet, but I usually like having like a theme for the year, some kind of like overarching goal or something I want to accomplish. So that's kind of my thing with New Year's, but it's never like a change in lifestyle, new fucking Nick come New Year.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back to being outdoors more often. Like a lot of times I feel like I spend a lot of my time inside, whether it's like inside a bar, inside a person's house, like I'm not outside enough.
The office.
You. Yes.
Outside is nice.
So like even when it comes to like things like running, like lately for the past 3 months, I've been running a lot on the treadmill and I used to hate the treadmill for that reason. And so that's one of the things, it's just, I'm trying to get outside more. So Jake's a big volleyball guy, and I'm trying to be on the beach a lot this year. So
let's do it. Let's play volleyball.
Let's go run some nerds into the freaking sand.
I don't know if I could do it with you, but we'll get there.
Yeah, Jake's got skills, dude.
If you haven't seen me before and you're listening right now, I'm 6'5", athletic, and I'm a former Olympic volleyball player.
Yeah, he has a 34-inch vertical leap.
What I'm going to put everyone on the spot here. 4.5 Mike's New Year's resolution. What do we got?
Camping trip.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. One for camping trip.
I love that.
That's two for
done.
Camping trip.
Done. Lock it in. I
three
love
for
that.
Camping trip.
It's a shame no one has a 10-person camping tent. Oh, yeah.
Wait.
I got one of those.
We could kill two birds with one stone and go to Okeechobee.
I'm out.
No music festival for your camping trip.
Does my Garmin watch work there?
Yeah.
Just walk
Dude,
around
you
in
do
circles.
A camping / hunting trip. That'd be cool.
We can do that.
Why Dude, don't this, you guys this, help us get to 1,000 followers this year? That'd be sweet.
This, yeah, that's much,
on the gram.
Yeah, this tent fits 4 queen size air mattresses.
Whoa,
inside of
it. That's huge.
Who makes it?
I don't know. One of those outdoor
that's
companies. Maybe Coleman or something. I don't know.
All that's right. Crazy.
Does it come with a bidet and stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, it's a
chandelier.
It's an absolute plumbing.
It reminds me of Harry
from?
Potter.
Yeah.
When it's just like a little tiny triangular tent, you walk in and it's
yeah,
just immaculate.
The
Quidditch World Cup.
Yeah. No, it's in. Well, yeah, I guess in the Quidditch World Cup, yes, but also in book 7, part 1 of the movies.
Oh,
yeah, when they're on the
shit.
Run. Anyway, but yeah, we don't need to digress that much. Before we get into the topic of the show, we have to hit up the heady hypotheticals. It's what we do every week, every show. And I think Chase has an interesting one for us today. Let it rip, please.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you had, sorry, my neck again. If you
my
had,
back.
So if you, had the, if you had the ability to replace any of your bodily functions, noises.
Like that one,
like a sneeze, a burp, a fart, mm-hmm. one of those types of things, with any noise that you would choose, what noise would you replace it with?
I can go. I have one locked in.
All right.
You want to go first?
Sure. We can go around the table.
All right, go ahead.
I would definitely replace my yawn noise with the Chewbacca growl.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Like
instead of clapping, I want the sound of a baseball hitting a baseball bat.
Oh. That's kind
of
cool.
You'd only
that's
have to do good. One. Imagine if you had to like give a round of applause for somebody.
It'd be like a round of
like a machine gun.
Yeah, it'd be like a batting practice.
People would be ducking for cover.
Yeah. I just love that sound so much. So if I could hear it more often, but the really clean one, not like I want that wood bat.
Yeah.
I think for me it'd be switch the burps to like a duck quack. I think that'd be me.
Okay.
Would you just find yourself, you'd just be burping just for
I'm
fun?
Not a, like, I don't or think to, I to call burp. Ducks? I don't think I burp a lot, but I think it'd be hilarious to just give a quack out of things whenever you do burp.
Would definitely turn into a good party trick.
It would be.
It would help when you're hunting too.
That is true.
Just got to drink a bunch of beer before.
One with the ducks.
Yeah. I would do every time my like a crack.
Yeah.
Like a finger crack or whatever.
Crack your knuckles.
Crack your knuckles.
There you go.
It'd be a gunshot every single time.
That could get you in trouble. Alarming. Yeah, that could get you into trouble. Johnny,
always rocking earplugs.
Always. Like a I don't know, like a .22.
I guess we didn't describe the volume of these things. Yeah.
I said that people would be ducking for cover with baseball bats or baseballs sounding like they're getting shot off everywhere. Gunshots is a whole nother story.
For me, I would want my farts to just sound like a roarous applause. Like when someone comes out, like when a guest comes out on a talk show. It's just like, yeah. That's good. It's
just, oh, that's well so done, funny. Chase.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
It might take the cake. Yeah.
That's a silly one, but I like that. We all came up with some good
I'm still
ones.
So like a gunshot dude, finger crack.
I would be like a machine gun.
Yeah.
Honorable mention that you had before the show was a sneeze being the sound of a race car going by.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
My sneeze already kind of sounds like that. It's very loud and startling to some people.
Ooh. Another honorable mention. A deep breath, the sound of like a nitrous intake or like a diesel intake.
That's a good one.
You know when the...
Oh, I know. I buy it. I'm in.
Sticking with the Star Wars theme, you could just replace the sound of your breathing with Darth Vader's breathing. That would get old, though. Yeah,
I'm just going to replace my whole voice with the guy Bane.
All right, let's move on, please. Please.
Wait, one more. When you cough, it sounds like a laser beam shot.
Okay.
Those are solid.
Gentlemen.
Jake, what do you got for us?
Today is the first episode of the 4.5 Mike's Foodcast. Yes. And for those that said it can't be done, I'm going to prove that we can make this happen. An entire episode just on the humble cheeseburger. Now, for those that do not know, burgers have been around since the 19th century, which would make it the 1800s. I was doing my research today just so I can give you guys some background, you know, make it a little informative.
Nice.
I feel like they've been around longer than that. It's just a meat patty between two.
So, all right.
You'd be surprised.
Between two wheat.
Right. Well, the thing is that...
loaves.
Well, before the United States had... Maybe, I'm talking about in the United States, I guess. Because we're the king... The United States... I mean, maybe we weren't the birthplace of the sandwich, but we are the kings of the sandwich, I would say, as a country and a culture.
The burger. For sure.
And the burger is the crown jewel of the sandwich crown, I would have to say. It's definitely up there.
You're making a lot of assumptions here, bud.
Yeah, well, let's let him go with this. Let's see what he's got.
Go ahead.
All in on everything he's saying. All right,
whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I guess we'll get into that. Everyone has their own opinions. I'm a gigantic cheeseburger guy. Love them. By the late 19th century, the opening of the vast grasslands of the Great Plains. So really, until the United States started their westward expansion, we didn't have access to ground beef on the daily. But once we got the railroads and the Great Plains, boom, ground beef in the grocery stores, hamburgers for days. And then they started adding cheese, which is the real important part, in the 1920s and 1930s when you started being able to have like these actual like ice boxes, like refrigerators so they can keep the cheese.
Is there someone that's credited?
Yes. Lionel Sternberger.
Oh, what a legend.
Hey.
Is reported as
Sternberger. Sternberger.
Yes. Oh, shit. Well, at the age of 16 in Pasadena, California, of all places.
Wow.
Liberal.
He was on that West Coast vibe.
He was a fry cook, and he experimentally dropped a slab of American cheese on a sizzling hamburger, and boom.
He
changed the world.
He accidentally dropped cheese on the hamburger.
I don't think it was accidental.
Said experimentally.
Experimentally, he's getting crazy with it.
Yeah,
high balls. There's
obviously with something like that, like something as big as cheeseburgers, they have like sort of a mythos and like a, and you know, it's an urban legend about it. Like I'm reading right now says that Louisville, Kentucky, Kalen's restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky was the first creator of the cheeseburger in 1934. There's a trademark by Louis Ballast of the Humpty Dumpty Drive-In in Denver. He owns owned at one point the trademark for cheeseburger. So And then there's
burger with cheese for everybody else.
Yes, and that guy capitalized. Cease and desist if you're calling your sandwich a cheeseburger. But I just wanted to get everyone's let's gauge everyone's temperature on a cheeseburger.
Medium rare.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was clever. Witty.
Rim shot.
We're getting good at this.
I go medium if we're talking internal temp.
I do too. On a cheeseburger, I'm a big medium rare guy for steaks, but on a cheeseburger, yeah. I'm a medium guy.
Ground medium beef, rare. Medium. Medium as well. Medium.
Plus, I figure if they do medium right, I do get a little pink in there. Anyway. All right.
So I love the joke that Nick made, but that is not actually what I meant. what is everyone?
I fucking love them.
Yeah. Let's go.
I had one yesterday. It was epic.
Yeah,
I don't know many people who don't love cheeseburgers.
I know people that don't like cheese on their burgers, and I think they're crazy people.
Ooh. Do we rule them out? I guess we're talking specifically about cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I guess.
Nah, hamburger gang, see yourself out. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? Dude.
Why are you a hamburger gang guy if you are one of those people?
If you're eating a burger, it doesn't have to be.
It's a texture thing.
Like, I mean, it could be any kind of cheese. But there needs to be some kind of cheese on there.
It's a texture thing. Some people are weirded out by... We have a coworker that's weirded out by melted cheese and he sucks.
What? Yeah, no kidding.
Correlation? I think so.
Yeah. I don't even want to know who that is.
That is totally a person... That's a personality flaw.
Yeah.
Melted... Flaw. You don't like melted cheese?
I hope he's not listening to this podcast.
I would bathe in it if I could.
Fix yourself.
Okay. That's a problem then, because then when the cheese gets...
Don't worry about the... Don't worry about the details.
Yeah, then you're just covered in cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Chase and I, just to get in the mood, crushed a burger before the podcast.
As you should.
Get
in the right into mindset.
Huge freaking fan of burgers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cheeseburgers.
I do want to go around the table and get I want everyone to tell me what is on their ideal cheeseburger. What is the bun? Let's go with the bun. What is the bun, Max?
Okay. I like a nice potato bun.
Okay.
I'm a very
sesame seeds or no sesame
no sesame seeds.
Seeds.
I do like sesame seeds on some of them, but not in this tradition. I'm a very traditional, easygoing potato bun with that nice like brown top, but with that nice
that kind of yellowy.
You toast?
Yes.
You toast, bro?
Toast top bun. Yeah, for sure.
Not the bottom bun.
Nope.
But the bottom bun's the only one that should be toasted. Yeah, it holds the integrity
holds
of the
grease in.
No, I disagree. And
this is his burger.
Yeah,
I'm just asking.
Does it make sense? No, it's his burger.
I'm as easy as it goes. It's ketchup, mayo, lettuce, tomato, red onion. That's pickles on the bottom half.
Nice. I find red onion a little overpowering.
Sir,
sometimes.
You put all the wet stuff on the bottom half of the bun that's not toasted.
Mm-hmm. Just soggy, dude, soggy
let
sandwich.
My man live.
I like a nice sharp cheddar.
Nice. Okay, cheddar. Yanni, you have a lot of opinions here.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, he does.
Build your perfect burger for us here. Oh, wait. Sorry. I apologize, Yanni.
Yeah.
Max, before we get off, how many patties?
If they're thin, two.
Okay.
I don't really like a big, thick burger.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I agree with Max for sure. Yes. I prefer thin burger, like thin patty, preferably double, single cheese in between the two patties.
Oh, only one. So more. Single cheese. You're going meat to cheese 2-1.
Two to one.
I go 2-2.
Of an Asiago. It's a strong cheese. Yeah, you don't want too much cheese. Mm-hmm. Not too much cheese. I like ketchup. I like honey mustard.
Ooh. Yeah. Together?
Lettuce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Lettuce.
What kind of bun?
I like lots of... I don't have a specific bun that I like, to be honest with you.
But you're picking... You're building your perfect burger here.
Definitely would be a... I don't know.
You look like a pretzel bun kind of guy.
I like pretzel buns.
Pretzel buns are good.
Pretzel
bread in general is
pretzels are so fucking
amazing.
I love pretzels.
Pretzels bread. Are dope.
Nick knows how much I love pretzels.
Sesame seed bun.
Shout out Trader Joe's right now. Sesame seed bun. Nice. Trader Joe's has like these salted toffee pretzels that you can buy in a bag and they are like crack.
Like crunchy or soft?
Like crunchy. Like
I don't like crunchy pretzels. I only like soft pretzels.
Okay. Yes. I mean, pretzel bread is on another level. Anytime I see that on a table at a restaurant, I'm like,
unreal.
That's just gone.
This place is quality.
Yes. Learning a lot about my friends right now.
Okay, so
toast both top and bottom bun. Yeah. Sesame seed bun. I don't really care.
It's white
just
bread.
Like fresh bread. If it's fresh bread, I'll eat it. If it's wheat or white, I don't really care.
You have interesting going honey mustard and ketchup. It's an interesting combination. Yeah. With the Asiago, I like a lot of flavors going on. Yeah. And you said lettuce. No, a lot of texture. Did you say tomato?
Yeah, lettuce. No tomato. I'm not a big tomato fan. Okay, so I like ketchup, but not.
So lettuce is your only veggie?
Lettuce and white onion. Oh, red onion's too strong for me.
Okay. I don't disagree with you.
For me. And pickle. Have you guys ever had Wickles pickles?
Yes.
So good.
The spicy so Wickles pickles good. On my shit.
I'm pretty sure I bought those.
I like a classic dill.
I'm all about the Clausens.
Have you had a Wickles pickle though?
I have not.
They're gotta try a Wickles pickle.
They're good though. Wickles
Nick,
pickles are good.
I used to eat those out of the jar.
Nick, let us know.
Yo. I literally probably have 10 perfect burgers.
No.
It's so interchangeable.
Yeah, me too. It's an unfair question. But
nobody's holding
you
to
one.
This. I'm just going to try and get a little creative about it.
You have to pick one.
It's, I mean.
Pick your backyard post-baseball game.
Publix fresh buns.
Mm-hmm. Like a Kaiser roll?
Yeah, they have Kaiser rolls.
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
We're going with that. We're going.
They have like the French rolls too. They're good.
Mm.
We're going Bubba Burger Patty.
Ooh,
shout out to Bubba Burger.
Specific. Love that. You know they're so good.
You know they patented the shape of their patties?
The star?
Like the octagon?
Yeah, it's like the weird freaking like Texas looking burger. So we're going single Bubba Burger Patty. We're going a white American cheese.
Nice.
Ooh.
Toasted both buns. What?
Mm-hmm. What?
We
what
have, American?
Do you check your privilege when you ask for white American cheese? Are you just like,
at the Pub Sub line, white American, they look at you like, all right, guy.
Yeah, no, they're like, all right, makes sense.
Mustard, ketchup.
Yeah, Nick coming out with the Trump burger.
Mustard, ketchup, sweet pickle relish.
Ooh,
big,
okay.
Big relish. Addition there. White onion for me as well. And then... usually lettuce, tomato will be on there. And then usually I'll add, you know, some kind of miscellaneous last ingredient.
Like
and
bacon.
Chips. Mm.
Bacon could get on there.
Barbecue
sometime
chips,
a barbecue sauce could get on there a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I kind of keep it OG like that and then add some kind of wild card. I'll go through the side door of the fridge and be like, oh, mayo's in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And add a little pizzazz depending on the mood.
Okay. I'm a big fancy sauce guy.
Is that
sauce?
Mayo ketchup?
Yeah,
is that
the
rule?
Sauce. Mm. So for me,
all right, Jace,
I'll mix it up here a little bit because I agree with Nick. There is like 10 different,
of course, there's
burgers,
many variations.
For the purpose of this podcast, I'll mix it up a little bit, and to start things off, we're going with not as thick as Texas toast, but that thick white bread because I'm going with a patty melt.
Nice.
Are you a Wonder Bread guy?
I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite white
bread.
Yeah,
you cannot make a burger on that would turn into paste.
Yeah, it's got to be
thick.
If
you toast it right,
it's got to be thicker than Wonder Bread, though.
Even so.
Who makes a good patty melt? Denny's has a patty. I mean, Waffle House does a patty melt, don't they?
Like, you can usually go to your local diner.
Yeah, diners have
good
patty melts.
Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, I'm getting two smash burgered patties. I know you guys were probably alluding to that with the thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just press that.
You got to smash
press that boy down.
Mm-hmm.
And then give
press
me
that boy down.
Two slices of pepper jack cheese.
Ooh.
Spicy guy.
Nice.
Okay.
And then we'll go with bacon.
Nice.
Sauteed mushrooms.
Nice.
Sauteed onions.
I'm fine. Nice. Hungry.
And then a little, like, one tiny, like, thin layer of each ketchup and mustard. And that's all she wrote.
Nice. Solid.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good patty. Yeah. I guess it's not a patty melt. Has to have chopped meat on it, though, doesn't it?
No, it's a patty.
No, it's a patty. I think
it's a patty melt.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just so thin that when you bite into it, it kind of
sure.
The sauteed, steak and shake the has sauteed a mushrooms and onions.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
So I kind of I'm on that same train. I have always found red onion and even white onion to a certain degree just a little overpowering for my cheeseburgers. So my ideal cheeseburger is a very simple cheeseburger. It's a potato bun. It is mustard. And toasted. I like toasted. I will totally eat it not toasted though, if I had no choice.
But this is your perfect burger. So what do you prefer?
Sure. Yeah. I think I'd prefer toasted.
Both sides.
Yeah. Both sides are getting toasted. Oh, you know
the
what?
The texture's so weird, Max, bro. Like a soft and
right.
I like a little bit of soft, a little bit of hard. Come at me, bro.
Some people know this. For those that don't, I'm going to enlighten you. Mayonnaise is the best medium to toast something with because of the egg in the condiment.
Salt. Get a little salt.
So that's so gross, Johnny. That's so gross. Sorry.
Start the episode.
God damn it.
So run it back.
Apologies.
Fava beans.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna have my burger bun, the potato bun, with very, very thin layer of mayonnaise on each side toasted. You don't get the mayo taste at all. It just gives you that real nice caramelization.
Yep.
Two thin, smashed, like well-seasoned, salty, peppery patties with caramelized onions and two slices of American cheese, cheese in my mind. There is no cheese that is superior to American cheese on a cheeseburger. There is
like Kraft singles, you mean?
Sure, yeah.
Is that what you mean by American cheese?
Or Publix American cheese, like just any, like the
it comes from American.
It's called cheese product. Yeah, it's not called cheese. You can't call
it's gotta
it cheese.
It's got to be processed because it's just like it melts so perfectly. Mm-hmm. It creates like this blanket.
But it doesn't burn.
No, it's crazy.
It actually, it does not burn. You can put a lighter on it and it won't burn.
Well, sometimes. That's like the processed product. If you get like, you can get less processed American, like Publix American cheese.
It's good.
Yeah, like from the deli.
Sometimes there is something.
Can I get a half pound of American cheese?
You might agree with me on this.
I've asked that before.
I make that order constantly.
Oh, man.
You might agree with me on this. You might not, considering your stance on meltiness.
Uh-huh.
But would you guys agree that there's something that is kind of nice about a hot burger right off the grill with just someone put cheese on it right off after it came off the grill?
No.
You're a fucking psychopath.
No, dude, sometimes cold cheese on a hot burger is fucking...
I don't like that.
It just reminds me of being at like the Little League ball fields and like you go up to the concession stand and you buy the...
I get it. And you know what? I will stand by my... Well, I don't think I could stand by this point as valiantly as I could with my pizza stance, but a bad cheeseburger, like with cold cheese or a soggy bottom bun, is not... It could be worse.
I think if it's all the same temperature, I'll eat it to your temperature prompt thing.
It has to be cooked through though.
Well, yeah, it's not going to give you a piece of ground beef, just raw. But I think like if the cheese is cold and the patty's cold and everything else is cold, I'm fine with it.
No one's out here eating cold patties.
Mm. I've done it before. I'm not ashamed of
myself. Yeah, I'll eat it. I'll eat a leftover burger.
I just like cheeseburgers, all right, man? I'll eat them any which way. But I do want to rescind the red onion because now that I'm thinking about it, every time I order my burgers with red onion and every time I take it off.
It's strong, man.
It is. It's
strong.
All right.
It's overpowering.
Perfect burgers assembled.
I want to know, though, is the best burger you've ever had comparable to your perfect burger? So, like, if you could think about it in your head.
No, it's not.
I think my perfect burger is the burger that reminds me most of the burgers I had when I was younger.
Okay.
And I've had many excellent burgers that remind me not even remotely of the backyard burger.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them all equally. Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard to put a peg on a perfect burger because it depends on the mood you're in.
Yeah.
I think if you're in a backyard having a massive...
In the mood that you're in right now, Yanni, when I said, what is the best burger you've had, what is immediately coming to your mind?
Nothing? There's not one.
I had my best burger this year.
Completely blank.
So I have a flash of
Chase. This is a good one.
Chase, please start us off. Give Yanni some inspiration, maybe. I don't know.
So the burger that I had that's the best burger I've ever had in my life. Oh, man, I've had top two. Damn.
All right. Oh, two in the same year? That's
fire
huge.
One.
All right. So the first one.
And there
one,
it is. Yep. By the way, Yanni just had his epiphany.
I do have one.
This is from this place in Chicago in the Fulton District called Au Cheval.
Oh, yeah. They have one of those in New York as well.
Yes. This is like the OG spot, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they are widely recognized as having like one of the best burgers in the country. Like when I left, we got there at like 10:30 and we just happened to walk by it. And I was like, oh, that's a really good burger spot. We should go there. We got a table right as we sat down. When we left at 12:30, there was a 3-hour line to get a burger.
Wow.
They have one of those things at like the front door, like at amusement park, that gave you the wait time?
No. Mm-hmm. You just have to stand there.
That's a tasty burger.
But anyways, they serve it like with the toppings on the top bun on the left and then the meat and cheese in the bottom bun.
Oh, a little open-faced?
On the right.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants do that way.
They serve it open-faced and then the waiter comes and like explains the burger to you and then he closes it with a white glove.
Whoa.
I'd be like, get your fucking hands off my hamburger, you psychopath.
He's wearing gloves though.
How do you know he didn't wash that? Did he wash that glove for the burger next to you?
I'm sure it goes in. That's a good point.
The fucking debate.
Hey, it's a cheeseburger place and they're wearing white gloves. I bet that dude is switching out gloves every time he goes back into the kitchen.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm coming for you.
It was a double burger. Au Cheval, show some respect.
Chase, is there something in your mind that makes it stand out as like this was it? This
or did
is the high watermark?
The experience just get you.
The experience was great.
You know what? That's
the
part of it, though.
The atmosphere was great, but the presentation was wild. And the way that the egg looked, I think, was what got me.
Wow, there was an egg on it.
Underrated topping.
Oh my God, okay. It was a perfect
egg.
I forgot that topping.
Not underrated, properly rated. I think eggs on burgers are, especially runny yolks.
Hit or miss, I think, sometimes.
I meant underrated in our sphere of perfect
burgers.
That's a very
pretty burger. Oh, it's got like a parsley kind of.
Yeah, they close it, and then the guy cuts it in half for you and hits you with the cross section.
Of the oozing.
And the oozing egg is just coming out on top of the burger, and all the ingredients are just so top notch, and the pickles on this thing were crazy.
I left off the pickles in my perfect burger. I would definitely like to have some Claussen pickles on there. They're good stuff.
That might be one of my favorite terms. Cross section.
Yeah.
And then my second best burger I've ever had was at this place called the Apple Pan in LA.
Right.
And that place is like an old 60s style diner that hasn't changed at all. It's just one bar that's in the shape of a U, and that's the whole restaurant. Cash only. Just a classic burger. Just, I mean, quality ingredients is what's going to make a
100%.
Burger.
100%. It's a very simple food.
Yep.
Yanni.
Yeah. So you're so right. And it hit me with, as soon as Chase went to open his mouth before words came out, I knew exactly what I should have said. I have two places too that rank pretty equally in my mind when I think of cheeseburger.
Let them rip.
One is in Tallahassee. It's called Birds.
Oh, Birds.
That is a phenomenal.
Okay. It's a great burger.
It's kind of a build your own style. So
that's,
I guess, a thick
done. Patty.
Yeah.
That's
a nice, I've actually patty. Done the double. I do the double patty.
It's a
pound of
it's
meat.
It's a big meal.
Yeah. It's a lot of meat. And that's a great burger.
That's up there for me,
and because they only do like three things on their menu. Fourth, they do burgers. They do oysters.
Yeah.
Literally four things on their menu. Their burger is done to perfection pretty much every time.
It's a fantastic
their
burger.
Their oysters are phenomenal too. Charbroiled.
They're excellent. And then, for you Fort Lauderdale, Los Olas people, or in that area, I guess downtown, Shuck and Dive has some of the best hamburgers. I've had every single one on the menu.
Hamburgers.
Interesting.
Cheeseburgers, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we made a big deal about
excuse
it.
Excuse you.
So Shuck and Dive has some of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had in my life.
Nice.
Everybody I've taken there with a cheeseburger said, you know.
I have not gotten a burger there.
Well, so I highly recommend either the Voodoo Burger or the Black and Blue, which is a blue cheese style burger.
Blue cheese.
Excellent. Nice. And also Shuck and Dive is one of the best restaurants, in my opinion, in South Florida. It's incredible.
Wow. Okay.
Shuck and Dive is incredible and consistent.
I've had some good food
but
there.
I digress.
That's a nice Cajun restaurant.
They got a great bathroom.
They're paying me $100 to say that.
Nick, what do you got?
Best bathroom.
What comes to your mind? Just like shot of a cannon.
Is there like a Tampa spot?
Don't think too much. Just let it rip.
I'm just thinking about when it's like a Sunday and you're on that perfect hangover level where you're craving a lot of food, but you can actually eat and just hitting just a Grease Daddy, you know, either like a Five Guys and just getting something where you can't.
A Five Guys burger is a damn good burger.
You can't put it down, right? Because it's just so juicy, so much flavor. If you put it down, it falls apart. Yep. You have to eat it in one sitting.
That is definitely a technique that has to be mentioned when you talk about cheeseburgers. There's only a few foods that are like that where the thing can completely fall apart.
It combusts in your hands.
As soon as you pick it up, that burger does not...
It's a goner.
Yeah,
it's a goner.
You do not put it back down.
Clinton Hall, Financial District, New York, double cheeseburger, phenomenal. It was kind of exactly what you described for your perfect burger, Jake.
Check it out.
Yeah, it hit all your major categories here.
It looks like you have bacon on that as well. Do you have bacon?
No,
I can't tell. Those are
sautéed onions.
Oh, okay. Lighting makes them look like, I guess, reddish instead of brown.
And they do shoestring fries, which
nice. Those are great.
Love
those.
You
are
have
great.
To.
Yeah.
Have to.
Do we agree that French fries are the best burger accoutrement?
100%.
Yeah.
Don't give me those onion rings.
What about sweet potato fries?
Tater tots.
If you have a really savory like bacon and like barbecue sauce, I like sweet potato fries with it.
Mm-hmm.
If the tater tot is done perfectly, I think, in my opinion, I prefer a tater tot to a French fry in almost any scenario.
Yeah.
And just to touch back on Shuck and Dive, has some of the best tater tots I've ever had in my life.
Nice. All right.
I'm just saying.
How much are they paying you?
Literally nothing.
You know who has a outstanding patty melt? R.I.P. Merv's in Tallahassee.
Merv's. I would always order it.
Yeah.
They RIP'd themselves.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know they closed themselves
down.
Yeah,
they were
down,
doing well.
But
bigger and better things they wanted to accomplish.
Yeah. Before we move on to, I think, what is going to be the most important and most divisive part of this episode, I want to tell you, it'd be really hard. I'd be remiss to not mention Charm City Burger Company as one of the best burgers
I've ever had. Shout out to Deerfield Beach.
It's so good. Had it yesterday.
The big sloppy?
No.
I had the cowboy yesterday.
I've had pretty much everything on that menu, but I will never forget the first time I had that cheeseburger. I went into there. It's before. I mean, it is a complete hole in the wall mm-hmm. for those that do not know. I remember passing it when my parents got a house in Deerfield Beach and being like, "What the heck is that place?" It's weird because you enter through the backside of the little tiny shopping center.
It's like a laundromat next door to it.
It's nowhere to park. It's super weird. There's nowhere to park.
No parking. Yeah.
Always park at the bank next door.
I'll tell you what, though. That place is jamming all the time.
Good milkshakes.
And their milkshakes are fantastic.
Everything they do is so good.
But their cheeseburger is really, really good. It comes on a sesame bun. Whenever I'm talking about top cheeseburgers, I love specialty type burgers, but I really am comparing like meat, cheese, bun, maybe lettuce, tomato
onions.
Maybe,
yeah. LTO.
And they are, when you get it there, I'll tell you what, I've had them, like the last couple of times I've had them and I've got delivery dudes, it's not the same.
Doesn't travel well.
It makes me sad, yeah.
It's greasy, but
it's true. It's to be expected. And when you go to get a Charm City burger, it is awesome because it's like, it's one patty, but it's relatively thin, but kind of wide. It's like a nice size sandwich. Uh-huh. And it's always cooked perfectly. They have a really awesome sesame seed bun. I like to get those with mayonnaise sometimes. I like mayo on my burgers every now and then, but I'm really more of a mustard guy. And then lettuce, tomato, and the onion there is nice because the burger is so big and the bun's so big that the red onion that's on there doesn't necessarily overpower it. It adds a nice little bite. Huge fan.
Charm City. Next level.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
If you're in Fort Lauderdale, you Boca, West Palm, even travel down for it.
Yeah.
Charm City.
Yeah, honorable mention to Tucker Duke's. I like that place a lot too, but Charm City takes the cake.
Tucker Duke's is decent.
Chain bullshit.
Never been there.
There's two of them.
Chain.
Would you hate on Charm City if they open another one in Fort down like in?
Yes, don't do that. If
I would
here,
just never
if,
go.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck those guys. Don't do
the original.
It'd be nice if
they have other concepts.
They can have other concepts. It's fine.
Yeah, they got a good Mexican place.
All right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah.
El Jefe
is great.
That's theirs?
And Rebel, I haven't been there yet.
Rebel Owls.
Who knows?
Rebel House was there. It's a restaurant in Meisner. Very
awesome.
Cool. No longer owned by
Charm City.
What are they called? It's not called Charm City. They're called like M&E Eats or something like that. Yeah. Whatever it is. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Gentlemen. I want to get to what is probably the most important part of this discussion because we cannot talk about cheeseburgers and not have the debate. The debate to end all debates.
The best spot.
The best fast casual. Because Charm City is technically in the same group, but I don't count it in the same group as like the large chains. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking
BurgerFi.
BurgerFi is not that large a chain. It's kind of a regional
like
thing.
Smash Burger?
It's got to be in there though.
Oh, Smash. Yeah, I think BurgerFi has to be in there because we are all familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Smash Burger, I guess. Five Guys, Shake Shack.
In-N-Out
has to be
included.
About
like a Hardee's?
Is that considered
fast food?
Yes. Well, you pick Hardee's.
If it does not,
friends.
I would say
Hardee's is really fucking good.
It is. Low-key.
You troglodytes, it's very good.
They have good chicken tenders.
Great word.
All these places that we're mentioning don't have drive-thrus.
Yes, that's true. They don't. If you walk up to a counter.
Is drive-thru a requirement?
No, we're saying it does not have drive-thru. Yeah. Okay. So that means
In-N-Out,
it's fast casual.
Doesn't In-N-Out have a drive-thru?
I've only been
to
the locations.
It does.
Yeah.
But In-N-Out is part of In-N-Out, Five Guys, Shake Shack, BurgerFi, I guess. We'll do five. And then Smash Burger.
White Castle. They have some locations.
No,
that's fast food.
That's also a different type of burger. That's a slider.
What about Steak and Shake?
It's fast food. They totally have drive-thrus.
Yes, Steak and Shake?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah?
Alex used to work at Steak and Shake.
All right. I'm making this very easy for you guys. Like I just said.
All right.
BurgerFi. Smash Burger.
Yes.
Five Guys. In-N-Out. And Shake Shack.
I'll go first.
Okay, Max, you can go first.
I had it yesterday. It's the best. It's my favorite. They have the best fries as well. Shake Shack.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I'm going to compile an actual list for us here real fast. Okay.
I'll give you a couple reasons why. It hits all the notes. It's got a thin burger. It's got melty cheese. It's big enough to where it satisfies you, but small enough to where you don't feel like a big old...
What did you just go with, Max?
I went with Shake Shack. And their crinkle cut fries are absolutely phenomenal.
I've never had Shake Shack.
Well,
wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Let me clear myself off this board. Out of all of those places, I've only had Five Guys.
What the heck?
And I love Five Guys.
This is not a
burger. Look, let me tell you something. No, and let me tell you why. Because if I want a burger, I either want a shitty fucking grease ball or I want something I'm going to pay $40 for. And those that middle range to me is just not attractive. And that's honestly where I put myself.
Spoken like a person that hasn't tried it before.
It's yeah. a good. It's I like
Shake
the,
Shack yeah. is an upper tier, high quality, fast casual
it's
burger.
It's okay.
Where like can you get a burger for $40?
Well, you can, bro, we're in Fort Lauderdale. You find a burger for $40.
Bro, where have you gone and bought a $40 burger?
B Squared has something like that.
B Squared, I mean, yeah.
Maybe if I'm in that kind of restaurant, I'm just not going to get a cheeseburger. Yeah. There's probably so many other options.
Nick, what do you think? What is your? What, have you been to all those places?
I'm sorry, I'm getting so fired up.
I've been to all those places besides Shake Shack.
Okay, all right.
So
wait.
Out of those places, what's your favorite?
Dude, Five Guys, man. Five Guys.
It was really good, the one that we just had.
They had.
I'm really like.
It's better than In-N-Out.
Oh, I'm so fat right now. Listen, I feel so fat.
I've never been to In-N-Out, but there's so much hype around it.
I enjoy the presence and the like the marketing of In-N-Out, and they just have like a very reputable name. And when you go out to the West Coast, you have to stop there. But it wasn't like, holy shit, I'm going to go to California to go to In-N-Out.
Let me tell you about my In-N-Out experience.
Tell us, Chase. Enlighten us, please.
It was good. Oh, it was good. It was good. But not better than Shake Shack.
Or Five Guys.
I like both those more.
It's a glorified McDonald's. The sauce makes everything.
Insulting.
Wow.
They use better quality ingredients, 100%.
You're wilding right now.
No, In-N-Out does. They use great ingredients. You got to give them credit where credit's due.
Mm-hmm.
The retro feel is awesome. The fries come out fucking soggy, and the burger is
so
not.
So does Five Guys fries.
Yep. No, they don't. I'm looking in that bag right now, and they might have made a stain on that bag, but they are crispy as anything.
I think Five Guys fries are
I
too
I think In-N-Out's a solid.
I don't like Five Guys fries.
If Steak Shack is a 9.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is a 9.
There's an idea, though.
If there was a Steak Shack that this is great.
And I think In-N-Out gets like a solid 7.7.
I'd agree with that. Listen, I enjoyed it very much. I went twice when I was in California. I went back.
Oh.
But it just, to the hype that it is built up, I think it is very overrated.
Yeah. All right. All right.
What do you say?
I agree people shouldn't travel for it.
But are you going to Shake Shack first?
Who the fuck is traveling for a fast food hamburger?
I guarantee you someone has.
I hate people.
It's not necessarily traveling for it. I think it's the fact that when you're out there, you get it.
True, yeah.
It's a necessary stop while you're there.
Yeah.
For us Florida folks.
What was the question I was just asked, though?
What is your number one? Is it Shake Shack?
Shake Shack.
Yeah. Is that definitely. Yours, too, Max? Yeah. You said Shake Shack? You said Five Guys?
So good.
Right, I guess I'm going to default. Federal. I want to take mine out of it completely because it's not a fair comparison.
No, you were Five Guys. I heard it.
I know, but I mean, it's not
should,
a fair
yeah.
comparison.
That's your thing. But you know what, though? It's like that's the place that you're going to. You have the option to go to Shake Shack. There are Shake Shacks here. There are Burger Fies
here. Well, I'm going to go to Shake Shack.
You've never been to Burger Fi?
Just
like,
don't go to the...
By the
it's right next to my house.
Don't there go are to Smash Burgers here.
Yeah, don't go to the Shake Shack on by FAU. Go to the one on Federal...
Yeah, the one at Federal.
Do
really
yourself
good.
A favor. Go to the Burger Fi by your house on the beach. That yeah. place is
that's the
really,
original
that's
one,
the
right?
Original one. That yeah. place is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than Shake Shack.
Yeah.
No.
So I will my.
But it's really good.
Okay.
I'll my rankings are as follows, and I have to. So I'm gonna go. And now it's like. Picking,
have you been to all these places?
Yes, I've been to all five of them because or all.
You realize you're the deciding vote.
I
is
guess
he
so.
The only one that's been to all five of them?
Unless he picks something that
no,
isn't Five Guys or
Shake
Shack.
He would not do that.
No, Shake Shack is definitely number one. It's
fuck.
It's really good. It's,
you gotta go,
it's
Nick.
Really, really
where's
good.
Where's another one?
Five Guys is number three on my list.
It's Federal south of Oakland Park, and it
okay.
And
would
it's
you,
right before
would you
it's right by
Smash
that
Burger?
Whole Foods.
No, Smash Burger's last on my list.
Yeah.
Okay. What's
yeah.
second?
Where the Dix is and the Whole Foods.
Oh, that's
yo,
right next to my.
Nobody cares.
Fart noise. All right. Yeah,
I know.
is that good? I'm surprised it's that good. I've
yes.
seen it. I just never.
Shake Shack is excellent. And you know why I know that it's excellent? The first time I had it.
You're going to give us an absolute truth?
No.
Go ahead.
This is a fact right now from Jake
yeah.
Ross, ladies and gents.
No, the first, well, because it's extremely popular and it's everywhere. And it, that's there for, it's that way for a reason. But I remember the first time I had it, I don't know. It was I must have had a bad experience. It was a good burger. It was really good. It was really good, but it wasn't like up to the hype levels that I had always heard. But then they opened this one in Fort Lauderdale and I got a burger there and I was like, this is miles better than even the one that I had in
that's sort of what happened to me too.
And if you're going to put the price point on it, I went yesterday. Your boy dropped $18 on lunch.
Okay.
On a burger and fries. So
and a shake.
Yeah. I got a shake.
That's,
I can't.
That's okay. The money. Hey, that's the
you
money
know,
they, right there.
You know, it was the last day of that 2019 diet.
All right. Finish your ranking because I have many questions for this burger place before I go there tonight. Okay. Right after this.
So my final rankings, and this is my opinion.
No, this is fact.
Yes, this is fact.
Fact. This is the way. It is Shake Shack. It is BurgerFi. It is
five.
You said five guys.
Five guys. Yeah, it's Five Guys, then In-N-Out, then Smashburger.
Agreed.
I would agree with that list.
But I would say that
I might throw Five Guys above BurgerFi, just because I'm a crazy burger.
I love BurgerFi.
Not for me. I love BurgerFi.
I really do. I love
BurgerFi. BurgerFi has nice beers at the place.
I've had the French fries at BurgerFi. They do like a seasoned situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on Thursdays, I think if you go there during lunch, you get a free beer.
Oh, that's cool. And low key, BurgerFi on their menu has something called the Conflicted Burger.
So good.
That I have to recommend to anybody that likes burgers. It is it's one of their patties.
Regular.
Yes, regular patties with a slice of American cheese. And then one of their quinoa patties that are, it's really crispy. It's
fried.
Well seasoned. Yeah.
Like a,
and then a slice
like a
of
falafel.
And then, mm-hmm.
I don't think, is it fried that much?
It's not, no, it's not like,
it's fried outside.
Yeah. But it's got a great texture. It's well seasoned
so
and it comes with a slice of white cheddar cheese and those are stacked on top of each other. And it's delightful.
All right.
It's so
somebody
good.
Somebody build me the perfect
it's
Shake
so
Shack order for right now.
It's
after
easy.
This.
It's a double Shake Shack burger.
Double Shack burger.
Just get it how it comes.
Get it how it comes.
Although I'm pretty sure
Shake Shack has comparable sauce to In-N-Out, in my opinion.
Is this the kind of place like a Charm
sauce.
City where there's theme burgers? You know, burgers.
No.
Like,
no.
It's not like
it's
that.
It's not like that.
They
just
have like
a Five
two,
Guys OG.
Yeah, they have like two.
They've got a single or a double.
And then
so
they've
I
got
get,
like
I
a,
get a double. I walk in there and I go, yo, motherfuckers.
Call it in or do online.
Be polite
it takes,
to them.
It takes
be
millennial, the one
Excuse
I went to
me,
yesterday has iPads in it. And you just order at the iPads. So they don't even have to know how much
so
of a fat fuck you
shake
are.
So double Shack Burger.
Yep. I'm pretty sure
fries.
That the Shack Burger does not have cheese on it. Am I not
yes,
mistaken?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Fries. What kind of shake? They got those Oreo shakes?
Your boy just got a chocolate peppermint one yesterday. It was fire. But I would just go with a standard.
I get a chocolate.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if you have something to do after, don't do the shake. they are so...
A lot of milk.
So much dairy in that shit, dude. Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was like couch mode. Thank God I had like a three-hour drive to kill it in.
A large proportion of the population is like... intolerant to dairy, aren't they?
I think everybody has a certain proportion. I don't think we're supposed to be drinking that much milk.
I love dairy products.
Don't tell the Gronk
it's baby
that.
Growth formula.
Big fan. Okay, so Shake Shack is the 4.5 Mike's
burger.
Just by, I guess, I mean, it's unfortunate. I really didn't know that you guys had not had everything.
It's just one of those things for me that I don't eat it often. Mm-hmm. So if I'm gonna go, I don't want to be
what I know.
I don't want to be disappointed for something
True.
That I don't eat
True.
Often, and I.
You
know.
Won't be disappointed,
well,
I promise.
Yanni, I hope that you are kind of like the
30 to 50 million people are lactose intolerant.
Jesus. That's a
so
lot.
That's
10%.
About 10%.
Ish. I hope that you represent a lot of our audience and that maybe they have not tried Shake Shack and now.
Yeah, if you never have, give it a try. You
I'm
going to
document
regret.
It. I'll document it.
Yeah.
What time
yeah.
are they open till?
Please do. I mean, it's a real tasty burger. It's no El Royale with cheese, but it's everything that
it's good reference.
That I could hope that yeah, I could hope that it would be. All right.
Close at 10 p.m.
Nice. Oh, you got time. You got plenty of time. I don't know. I'm gonna ask
our listenership.
Yeah.
What they think.
Yeah, we got to do a poll for sure. I'm very curious to hear what you guys
between those five.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I like that.
So, I mean, Yanni, you alluded to, now that we have the big debate out of the way, you alluded to Hardee's. I stand by you.
I'm going to tell you guys why. And there's a very specific memory in my head that I think I should share.
Yanni's been getting triggered on this podcast.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Hardee's put
I forgot how much hamburgers had a mental
cheeseburgers.
Staple. Cheeseburgers had a mental staple.
Excuse you, again, twice.
One time... I went with my girlfriend and my pledge brother and his girlfriend. We were still up in Tallahassee there's the caves in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what those caves are?
I don't remember the name of them, but I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, there's like caves. It's like about an hour, 2 hour drive.
Providence Canyon?
No, not. It's literally just like like with stalagmites and stalactites,
the
not the canyon.
They're the DeSoto caves, but those are in Alabama.
Anyways, I don't remember where it was, but it was a few hours.
There's a Hardee's on the border of
I could very well be talking about that.
It's
one.
On I-10. It's right next to a gas station, a Chevron.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with it.
Okay, so I went. Yeah. So I had never been to Hardee's in my life or Carl's Jr. Never been to either.
Same thing for you West Coast folk out there.
So we were in this place, and I think I was just so incredibly hungry, and I got a cheeseburger, and it was a big cheeseburger for like, it's not like anything to scoff at, if you will. It was a big cheeseburger.
They're sizable.
And it was just hit lunchtime. I was starving. The burger was fresh. The fries were fresh. I had just been in a cave for like 2 hours. So I was probably hallucinating off the spores of old mushrooms and like, I don't know. It was just a really good burger. It was a really good burger.
It hit big spore cast.
Huge spore guy. I'm a big spore guy.
It's an excellent fast food cheeseburger.
I got it again and it was just as good the second time.
Yeah, it's very good.
So I don't know. That's where
I wish there was a Hardee's. There aren't really that many down here and I wish there were.
I couldn't even tell you.
I don't think there's any.
Yeah, I'm not
and if
really
there were,
sure.
I wouldn't go to it because it would spoil my memory of the canyons.
You have those two perfect instances.
Yeah.
What's
up, Nick?
What is the best drunk fast food burger?
Oh, okay. So my mind immediately when you said that goes to Whataburger.
Yeah, you know where it goes.
Mine did too.
Absolutely Whataburger.
It did, but it was not my answer.
I know what you're about to say though. Why is Whataburger not your answer?
Because there's too much hype around it.
Bro, the sweet and spicy bacon double. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say it's way too slow.
It's the drive-through. It's too,
if you go
it's
inside,
too hype for what you're getting.
It's slow. It's very slow.
I've had some of the most intense experiences of my entire life post working at the bar at the Whataburger in Tallahassee.
That's a bad Whataburger.
Life and death. I've seen some things I probably should have never seen at the age that I was, which was 20-something. All right? And great memories. Honey butter chicken biscuits also great.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Jake?
I think it's so hard not to say Whataburger as far as the delicious factor, but...
Doesn't do it for me.
My best drunk burger is
McDonald's. is hard to beat. And I know Chase. I know your answer has to be McDonald's. You get McDonald's all the time. Yeah, used to at least. It
was. Okay. McDonald's is not
are
a
you,
bad
are you
burger.
Big Mac?
McDonald's was my Uber Eats
quarter pounder
like,
with
I'm
cheese.
Drunk default. But I was gonna say my best drunk burger is Taco Bell, but that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
But so are you a Big Mac or quarter pounder guy?
McDouble.
McDouble guy.
Oh. Yeah, so get three McDoubles.
Yeah, you're getting a bunch.
Oh shit! But anytime I was in New Orleans, you know that I'm getting a sack of Crystal sliders.
So good.
Is that the same as White Castle? White Castle's totally different.
Crystal's like the Southern White Castle.
Yeah.
Really? So same thing.
White Castle's only up in the North.
But it's the same company, is what I'm saying.
No, it's not the same company.
Because Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is the same company.
Same with Checkers and Rallies.
They're different.
Checkers and Rallies.
Checkers is not bad either. They have great fries.
Physical Rallies though. Never seen a Rallies.
Burger King's Whopper, I think is pretty good. And it's got your red onion fix for whoever likes red onion.
I have not had Burger King in at least 18 years.
I like Burger King
it's
because
not bad.
Burger King you can
it's
smell and you go, oh, that's Burger King. You don't even have to. Yeah. It's not like McDonald's or something else
and
where you can
get.
It's
not even the burger. It's like what they used to clean the floors.
You go, is that formaldehyde? That's good.
No, it's the new Impossible Whopper.
Meat goo.
Those commercials are everywhere. You could definitely tell the difference between an Impossible Burger, by the way.
No
and
doubt.
FYI, an Impossible Burger isn't healthy.
No, it's
just
not.
Because it's vegan doesn't mean it's
oh
good for
God.
You.
Oh my God, it's a plastic burger.
no, saving the world. I guess I would have to say that's probably my answer, even though it's so what? Specific, is Crystal sliders.
Oh, mine's really specific. I'm going Cookout.
I've never been to Cookout.
Wow, that's a good one.
My brother talks
shout
about
that.
Shout
out to my Wake Forest boys.
Yeah,
Cookout
dude.
Is next level.
I had Cookout when I was working in Richmond, Virginia.
Yep.
And wow, that shit was good.
In Augusta, now, too, they have them, and they are next level.
I will be honest. It was overhyped for me. It's very good. I really, really liked it.
Did you have it sober or drunk?
No, I mean, we had been drinking that night, and it was anything that I could have wanted.
Oh, I've got a really good one that I bet you guys not even on your radar. Well, it's probably on your radar. Hmm. Pramani Brothers Pittsburgh.
Yeah, dude, Pramani Brothers. I pass that on Oka Park all the time. Like,
it's good.
Shit,
don't
I always forget
like that.
How do you find that when you're drunk?
Yanni's not drunk very often. Yeah. So
I think we're
like,
talking about like
just
very
there.
Easily attainable.
You're talking 11:30.
We need to be.
This is a 24-hour cheeseburger. A cheeseburger that's 24 hours. It's actually one of the most accessible when you're drunk.
Fair enough.
Pramani Brothers on the beach is 24 hours.
Fair enough. All right, what do you got, Max?
Dude, the Pittsburgh.
I love And I love the answer of the Crystal Burger on Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I could destroy those.
If I'm forced to the ones that are on every other corner, I'm going to go with Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's is a good
double.
One.
Dave's Hot and Juicy. Yeah.
Just got to get a nice square little Baconator or Bacon Junior Bacon
Wendy's
Cheeseburger.
Wendy's has great patties.
Wendy's is great
but horrible buns.
Restaurant.
Fresh, never frozen, baby.
Horrible
Wendy's
buns.
Wendy's is a great fast food restaurant.
That redhead, she ain't going to do your right.
Spicy nuggets still out right now.
Oh, faux.
Yes. Hot out in the streets.
All right. They said we couldn't do it. It wasn't going to be done, but we did a full episode. Yeah. Now, before we sign off on our cheeseburger extravaganza, we are going to do a wheel segment. Cool. And Chase, could you just... Oh, by the way, the wheel segment...
Yeah, the wheel's fixed, Chase.
Yeah,
by the way.
We fixed... Yeah, the wheel's good to go.
It spins nicely now.
I had you in mind when I was doing that.
I know, it always lands on you.
I think you should take this off. All right.
Watch it be you, and then don't complain.
Audience.
I'm not going all to right. complain.
What we are going to do here is we are going to spin the wheel, and then whoever it lands on, we get to call one of our friends who we trust as a burger connoisseur, and we are going to have them tell us their number one fast casual burger, the same debate that we just decided, and why.
All right. Initiating wheel spin.
Wheel.
Oh, she's got some good pepper on that one. Look at her go.
Fixed all the pegs again.
How about that? And look.
Get worked, idiot.
It's always
it's Nick,
me.
Always.
I could have done something different.
No, right. You insisted on it, dude.
All right, so we're doing this? Okay, so...
Tell us who you're calling.
You guys are gonna keep... I'm calling our friend Dana.
Yeah,
that's a good one. He's a fast food god. All he does is eat fast food. So.
All he does is eat burgers.
I feel like he's always been like the same, like height, weight. Like.
He's been a burger.
Yeah.
He's been a burger.
All right, I trust this guy.
All right, Dana, don't
fail
me.
You haven't met Dana yet?
I know. I met him.
Solid.
Dana.
Yo.
Hey, Dana. You are on the 4.5 Mics podcast. How Woo-hoo! Are you?
Oh, what's up, boys?
What's up, dude?
Hello.
Oh, you can't hear me, probably.
We, I think I told you a few days ago, we're doing a podcast on cheeseburgers, and we would like to know your number one fast casual cheeseburger spot and why.
Fast casual. What would you define as fast casual?
Some place that does not have a drive-through.
There's no waiter.
And there's no waiter.
All right. Very well. Absolutely Five Guys.
Whoa.
Five Guys.
That slings us back to the even spot.
Why?
Why are you Five Guys?
Well, I mean, they're big on the peanut oil.
Yeah.
Huge peanut
I'm not
oil
sure
guy.
On that. You also get to eat peanuts while you wait for Ooh. Your food. So when you're
underrated. Forgot about that.
Hungover,
Dana just
that
likes
really
peanuts.
Comes in handy.
Those are great points. Do you get everything on your Five Guys burger?
Yeah, what's on the Five Guys burger?
I mean, not everything. They got about a million toppings.
It's true.
So you don't get it fully loaded?
No.
Okay, and last question, Dana. Do you get fries or no fries?
Oh, you gotta get fries.
Cajun?
You're missing out on half the experience if you don't.
Are you doing the Cajun fry thing, guy?
Absolutely.
All right.
Nice.
Well
nice.
Done, Dana. Thank you for picking up your phone.
Thanks, Dana.
See you, Dana.
Good evening.
All right.
The peanut oil, that's what gets him.
So Dana's favorite fast food place for burgers is because of the peanuts.
You think he likes he likes Roadhouse? You think he goes to Roadhouse often because they let you eat peanuts?
Oh,
what do they let
place.
You do there?
They have jugs of peanuts.
Yeah,
dude, it's eat them
gone.
Like a fucking There's, slob.
Dude, that is actually like to the point of the experience.
Johnny,
I love
gone.
Going to Five Guys. Yeah.
They put Kaloo's in their place. In his place. So that used to be Roadhouse right there.
And
what?
Duffy's
that is
too.
Prime real estate.
Duffy's in Deerfield.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's
dude,
right.
Those sons,
R.I.P.
Of, sons
R.I.P.
of bitches.
R.I.P. Roadhouse.
R.I.P. Anyways.
You can get your Texas toast at Roadhouse, that's for sure. I've never been to that shithole.
They had the best bread. That
well,
they bring out to the table.
Gentlemen, that does it for episode 1 of our 4.5 Mics Foodcast. No, I'm just kidding. It's episode 15 of the podcast. If you like that, please rate, subscribe, give us a shout out. Let us know your burger choice. Tell us. Be the deciding factor. Dana has now
We're
made
tied.
This.
Yeah, We're tied.
Dana
Thank
has
you,
made
Dana.
This, made this
I'll break the tie. I'm going to
That's
Shakey
true.
Shake.
It's on our Instagram, so go answer it.
Yeah, please. It's a big debate, honestly. It's extremely important. Who cares about Iran or anything? It's about cheeseburgers.
If you have any that we didn't mention for some reason or other, drop that too.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely tons of regional places that we did not, that we
Yeah, we're so biased
about.
To the Southeast.
Oh, well, yeah, I fucking love Fuddruckers, dude.
Fuddruckers.
Ruby Tuesdays.
You ever got a
Ruby
custard
Tuesdays.
Over there at the old Fuddruckers?
No, but people definitely got fucking diddled at the Fuddruckers. I might have fucking closed down. That place sucks.
Yeah, I'm over here at Schmack's. That place is great.
Oh, man. Guys, all right. That does it for us. Right. Shout out to our boys, Sandbar. Definitely check them out. And who do we got next week? Is it Chase or is it Yanni?
I think it's me.
It's Yanni?
It's
we got
me.
Yanni's coming in hot.
The dulcet tones
Ooh.
Of Yanni.
Man, get your glossaries out, folks.
I'm going to hit some word knowledge.
Later, y'all.
All right, peace out.
Say it.